Dear friends, before I continue last week's program, I need to urge you to go to www.final-call.us after the broadcast, in case you haven't been there, to research what is happening to the King James Bible and all subsequent miscellaneous versions, such as the New International Version, etc. The changes include all related books, helpers to understand the scriptures, the concordance, notes in the Bible, lexical aids, etc., etc. This also includes spoken Bibles, keychain Bibles, digital Bibles. In other words, the original version is unavailable anywhere. This information is not shared from preachers who may not have heard about it. If they are aware, they resort to excuses why that cannot be true. Since the change is provable by going into your own Bibles, no matter when they were printed, you'll find it is a fact. This development is also prophesied in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." The reason for that is that the word has become unreliable. Unless a preacher has memorized the 1,100 plus or minus pages of the original Bible, he risks teaching false doctrine. What that means, time is getting short. Jesus said he's coming when it is darkest spiritually. Many Christians have pinned their hopes on the new president-elect, claiming that God has given us more time before Jesus returns. When asked in an interview after the election was final about Hillary's future, the president-elect stated that he doesn't wish to hurt the Clintons. They are nice people. Same-sex marriages are okay, and the wall became a fence. So friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be included in the coming rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It'll be available on the Cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas-radio.com. Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for all our sins, to assure us that we can depend on the fact that he paid the penalty for all sins. His last words before he died on the cross were, "It is finished." Father God, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness of my sins. I repent of them so I can become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher and my connection to you, Father God. I know that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me on the inside and assure that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23, verse 6. Remember, God is allowing this to happen. Committed believers are researching and sharing what we need to be aware of. There's still plenty of reliable scripture to learn from. That is the reason for this program. John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Don't forget, it's on radio, on cephas-radio.com, C-E-P-H-A-S, radio.com. Speaking is Rita Williams of Cephas Ministry Incorporated, a network of 40 websites addressing many social and spiritual issues. We are what our group calls watchmen. God always had watchmen. A small group of ministries came up about the same time in the early 1990s, sharing and exposing what was going on in churches all over the world. We left off last week at Philippians chapter 2, verse 16, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I may not run in vain, whether labored in vain, neither labored in vain. This was from the Apostle Paul. The Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. The day of Christ refers to completion of bringing all those God has given to Jesus together to be raptured. Jesus, his church, is his bride. The Geneva Bible explanation of the day of Christ is, the Spirit of God will not forsake you to the very latter end, until your mortal bodies will appear before the judgment of Christ to be glorified. Mortal bodies are not dead corpses. The dead shall rise first with their bodies. Next we shall rise in our mortal bodies. Understanding the difference between the day of Christ versus the day of the Lord. The day of Christ relates to the Apostle Paul's ministry and reunion with the body of Christ, the church, and Jesus Christ. The Christian's hopes lies in the first part of the second coming of Jesus Christ, in the clouds. Without it, there is no basis for Christianity. In the first book of Corinthians, the Apostle Paul states, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12 through 15. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some of you that there's no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching is vain, is in vain, and your faith is also in vain. Yea, and we are found as false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. On the other hand, the day of the Lord is a period of 1,000 years, which includes the millennium, the tribulation, and the second coming, when Jesus comes back with his saints to the Mount of Olives. The tribulation lasts 7 years, which are shortened, or no human beings would be left alive. The first phase of Lord's coming will be for the gathering of his saints, believers, the body of Christ, the church, in which the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those who shall, who are still alive on the earth will be caught up in gathering with them to be joined to Christ in the air. The day is known as the day of Christ, in which the following verses will demonstrate that the day of Christ is meant for the bride of Christ, his church, and also called Ecclesia, confirmed in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 and 10, Philippians chapter 2, verse 16, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. The second event is the peace agreement by many. Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 16. To wit, the prophets of Israel, which prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and receive visions of peace for her. There is no peace, says the Lord God. Representatives from the European Union and the United Nations, Russia, and the U.S. formed a group known as the Quartet, which began to shape international policy toward resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Quartet issued the statement below regarding a roadmap for peace on September 17, 2002. The program is an outline that is evolving over time. Palestinians and Israelis have greeted each version with various reservations. At present, writing November, fighting continues, and there is no real evidence of implementation of any part of the plan. In October, President Bush issued his version of a more detailed roadmap based on Israel and the Palestinian import. Another version was issued in December of 2002, and a third one was leaked unofficially in April of 2003. On September 17, 2002, the three-phase plan for Mideast peace was outlined. Representatives of the United Nations, Russia, and the European Union, and the United States, known collectively as the Quartet, released a statement September 17th outlining their plan to reach a final peaceful settlement between Israel and the Palestinians. And what this statement describes is a concrete three-phase implementation of the roadmap. The Quartet envisioned a political settlement between the two sides within 3 years. The plan will not succeed unless it addresses political, economic, humanitarian, and institutional dimensions and should spell out reciprocal steps to be taken by the parties in each of its phases, said the statement, adding that comprehensive security performance by both sides is essential. The first phase of the implementation plan, ending in mid-2003, calls for an Israeli withdrawal of positions it occupied in September 2000, for the Palestinians to hold free and fair and credible elections. Time's up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary at denver-thriftshop.com. Blowout. Till next week, thank you for listening. God bless you. So long. Rita Williams of CephasMinistry.com. CephasMinistry.com. Thank you.